Perek Zayin, Mishnah Yud. Bakol Ma'arvin Umishdatsvin, with all kinds of food. You can do an Erev, here we're referring to Erev Techumin, when you want to get an extra 2,000 amos to your city limits to walk. Umishdatsvin is going on Shtufi Mavos and combining the alleyways. You can use any kind of food. And we're not talking about the Erev Chatziros, when you make the Erev for your courtyards, because there we said there has to be Dafka bread. And the Bartano is going to expound upon this. So all kinds of foods you could use for Erev Techumen, for Erev for your border, to stretch out the border of your city, another 2,000 amos, or Mishdatvin for your mavois, for your alleyways, chutz, except min hamayim, from water, min hamalacha, from salt. Water and salt is not really like food, you cannot use those for your Erev. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, these are the words of Rabbi Eliezer, and the Bar Tanur explains as follows. Bakoma Arvin, what could you use all kind of foods except for water and salt? That would be Erev Techumen, to make the Erev for the Techum, for the border, or for the Shutufim Mavos. The Ilu Erev Chetzeros, to make an Erev for the courtyards in Ma'arvin Elba Pas, you can only use bread, like we mentioned earlier. Only pas, only bread. Umiyu, however, but Kol Ma'arvin, so what does it mean, Kol, according to Rebbe Eliezer? Hachet, it's coming to tell you, Lasui Erev Chetzeros, it's coming to include that by an Erev Chetzeros, Shema'arvin Bepas Prusa, that when you're using bread, it could even be like a piece of bread. It doesn't have to be a whole loaf. So granted, by Erev Chatziros, you do still have to only use bread, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, it could be a piece of bread. It doesn't have to be a whole loaf. Whereas with Pagal Erev Yeshua, we'll see in a moment, there Erev Yeshua argues, and he says, Dafka Kikar Shalom, a full loaf would be for the Erev, but a piece wouldn't work. So they both agree, Rabbi Eliezer and Erev Yeshua, that you have to use bread for the Erev Chatziros. For Rabbi Eliezer will hold even a piece of bread, and Yeshua will hold Dafka, a whole loaf. So here comes right away. This is all Rabbi Eliezer's words. Rabbi Yeshua says, Kikar hu Erev, a kikar is good for an Erev Chatzeros, as long as it's Lechem Sholem, a full loaf of bread, but not just a perusa, not a piece. And he says over here, Afilo Mafes Sa'ah, even if the baker baked a piece of bread the size of a Sa'ah flour, not a nice amount, but Vi Prusa, could be a nice big chunk, but it's not Sholem, it's a piece of it. So Ein Ma'arvin, but it doesn't work for Erev Chatzeros. V'ilu kikar be'iser, and whereas if you took a full loaf, and the loaf was just like the size of an iser, a kikar katan, a small loaf of bread that you acquire with an iser, and iser is a very small coin. Matbea katana shalachosh is a small copper coin, it's 1/24 of a dinner, it's like a penny. Most commentators will actually have a different text, different gear, so they'll say kikar ki'iser, meaning a loaf of bread the size of the measurement of a coin, of this iser coin. So it's really small. But yet, who's shalim, but it's full, right? Rabbi Shua's whole point is that it's gotta be full, it's gotta be a shalim. Like on Shabbos, right? You gotta have two shlemas when you make a hamotzi. So I don't care how big it is. If it's a piece, it's no good. But if it's shalim, if it's complete, then ma'arvin bo, you could use it for your Erev Chatzeros. And they bring down over here, Bavach, you shalim kikaros habri, but there should be though a whole bunch of loaves, you know, amongst everybody, Achi ben kulam, until so that you have amongst everybody enough bread for kugugaros to call echad echad, enough bread that would be the size of a dried fig for each person participating. So you have to have just, you know, the breads could all be very small that you contribute, but they all have to add up at least to enough that each person would have the share of a dried fig for each and every one. That's Rashi's opinion, whereas the Rambam says, Kiko Shalim Ke Isser, a loaf of bread the size of this small Isser coin, Ma'arvin, but you could use for an Erev, Levado, on its own, for the whole courtyard, the whole B'nai Chatzar. He says you don't have to have the shear, the amount, enough bread for a dried fig for each and every person. He argues on that. So you have two opinions, Rashi and Rambam. And the Gemara explains here that Shataima, what's the whole reason of Rabbi Yeshua, that he says you have to have a loaf and that's just a piece? He says, Mishum Eva, because we don't want hatred. Why would there be hatred? Shal Yavo Hadayarim, the dweller shouldn't come to a machlokas and start saying, hey, ani nozin pashlim, I gave a full piece of bread. Vata prusa, you gave a small piece of bread. So he said, forget a whole loaf or a piece of the loaf. What you gotta do is you gotta give a whole piece of bread. I don't care the size, as long as it's whole. So now everyone is, you know, unanimously doing the same thing. Granted, it could be different sizes, but they're following the same, you know, rhythm of a whole loaf. And no one's going to start arguing that I gave a loaf and you gave just a piece. Okay, so that's where his opinion comes from. Moving on to Mishnah Yud Aleph, and with this we will complete Perek Zayin. Noting Adam Ma'ah lechenvani, a person can give a coin to a chenvani. Chenvani here is a storekeeper that sells wine, and he lives within the people of the mavoi of the alleyway. Or lanachtam, he can give money to a baker who sells bread, who lives with them in the chutzah, in the courtyard, for example. Kadesh yizkalo erev, shem yavo b'nei ha-mavoi, so if the people of the mavoi come to the chenvani, to this merchant, to acquire wine to make the shita for the mavoi, right? We said you could use wine for that. Or if the b'nei chutzah, the courtyard people are coming to the baker, right? They're getting bread now, because chutzahs have to have bread to buy bread. So yitin lahem, he will give them the bread, or he'll give them the wine, right? And he'll also give for the person that originally gave him the money, to quote unquote participate in the Erev, so they should have a chelek in the Erev. So this guy, instead of giving the wine or the bread to the whole group, he just went to the storekeeper, said, here's a couple of bucks, and when they come to collect the Erev, when they come to buy the food for the Erev from you, say, I gave you money in advance, and then just give them my portion, right? That's his idea over here. So these are the words of Rabbi Eliezer that holds the Zuchalo Chanvani, that the Chanvani can acquire Bishitav, and the Shita for the Mavoi, or for the Erev, for the Chatzar, and so to the baker, the same thing. And he could, you know, receive this money and then give the bread or the wine on behalf of this buyer so that he's participating in the Erev. And even though the Chachamim said that our sages teach us, when you make a kinyan, an acquisition, right? Technically, when you buy, let's say, a bottle of milk, if you give money to the clerk, you didn't purchase it yet. The actual acquisition takes place until you do a act of a kinyan. You lift it up, you do hagbah, you pull it, you do mashicha. So here, this buyer never pulled the food from the merchant. He gave him money, but he never picked up the food. If he never picked up the food, he never made an acquisition. He was never kone, he never acquired it. So how could this baker or winemaker give food to the people of the Erev for this buyer if he never made a kinyan on it? He never made an acquisition on it. He just gave him the money and left. So the Chachamim, who we said like this, the Chachamim were Mekel, because since you're doing it for an Erev, they said, you know what, you can rely on the Torah law that the Mos is Konos, meaning money acquires on a Torah level, but on a rabbinic level, we institute a number of kinyanim, Hagbah, lifting it, Mashiach, pulling it, various forms of kinyanim. So since it's for an Erev, if you want it to work, we say, you know what, let his money make the acquisition for the wine and for the bread. So now the wine or the bread really is his, he did acquire it, and when the baker or the winemaker gives it to the Erev, it is taka coming from him, and it would work. So this is where Eliezer is coming from. Whereas the Chachamim Omim, the Chachamim say, no, lo zoch lo mosav, b'zeh lechanvani lo nachtom, lo kanasiyanu es apas. This guy that gave money to the baker or to the winemaker, so he never acquired the wine or the bread. Because he's got to do mashiach, he's got to pull it, he's got to make an acquisition. So since he didn't do it, he'll go lozach alo chanvani. The Chachamim argue, they say that the chanvani, the merchant, did not acquire the food for this buyer. Even if the merchant himself was doing the erev for everybody, he says, "Hey, let me make the erev for my buyer also." Ain't no erev; it's nothing; it's no good. Because when he's making this Erev, granted he'll do it for the people of the courtyard for free because he's doing it for the mitzvah, but his buyer, his intention will be is, hey, I'm doing it only because the buyer gave him the money to make the acquisition. Lamaisi never made the acquisition. If he never made the acquisition, he can't make the Erev for him. And, you know, if anything, he's only going to, it's just not going to work. So the Chum say that if the buyer never made a kinyan on the food, then the chenvani cannot, then he doesn't participate in the Erev, you know, whether the group's making the Erev with the food or whether the chenvani himself is making the Erev with the food. Because when he picks it up for this buyer, you know, it's not going to work because, he never acquired it. Umodim, though Chachamim will agree, Bishar Kaladam, that anybody else, meaning Shimnasan Mos Laechad Mishchinav, let's say, you know, you gave money not to the actual merchant, but you gave money to your neighbor, right? Who is not the merchant, and that he should go to the merchant and buy wine or bread for you to participate in the Shitu for the Mavoi or the Erev for the Chaser. So that would work. Why? Shazachalam Mos, if the other money would work, because here you're not you know, because you're only making your friend into a shliach, into a messenger, to make the erev for you by buying the food from the merchant. So really, you know, it's as if you're saying, you know, Arav Li, make the erev for me. And therefore, when you make him as a shliach, that would work, because your whole purpose here is to appoint your friend as a shliach, as a messenger, to purchase the food for you and make the erev work. And they say over here, Sha'af bechavani atzmo, even if you told the merchant himself, you know, Arav Li, make the erev for me, then it could be zocha for you, for the erev. But as long as you don't say Arav Li, you know, either directly to the merchant, or you just appoint a shliach, which is like saying Arav Li, make the erev for me. So then your intention here is to make a purchase. It's not really to participate in the erev, and therefore it wouldn't work. So if you want to work with money, don't give it to the merchant. That's not going to work, because rather you have to either give the money to your friend to buy it for you. That would work, because that's for the shem erev, for the purpose of the erev. Or if you're giving it directly to the chanvani, say, hey, chanvani, make this piece for my erev. You gotta make sure he knows about it. Shein ma'arav in la'adam ela midaita, because we only make an erev according to his das. Meaning, ein ma'arav in la'adam mishalo ela l'daita. When we make an erev for somebody, it's got to be according to his knowledge. He's got to be aware of it. Therefore, by a chanvani or an achdam, a merchant or a baker or a winemaker, they give him money to make the erev for you. Since you didn't intend to make him as a shliach for the erev, rather you just did it because you were buying food from him. So the money's not going to make the kinyan over here, because you never did a mashiach, you never pulled it, right, according to the chachamim. So therefore, you know, the erev's not going to work because your intention's in the wrong place. However, of course, of course, though, if you went to the baker or to the winemaker, you gave him the money, and then, you know, you knew what to do. You picked up the bread or you picked up the wine, said, here, I was kona it. And then you give it back to him and said, here, keep it in your store for the Erev. So then, of course, that's going to work, because he acquired it and he left it by the store, because he knew that that's where they're making the Erev. So, of course, that would work. Rabbi Yehuda says, now, when are these words said, that we, she'ein marav l'adam, that whenever we make an Erev, we do it according to his das, meaning he's got to be aware of it. That's all by Erev Techumen. When we make an Erev for the Techumen, the person has to be aware of it, because he may not want it. Because when you make an Erev Techumen, you're stretching out the border of the city. You know, if you're doing it and he's not aware of it, maybe he'll say, hey, why'd you do it on the left side of the city? I want it on the right side of the city. So something like that, where there could be, you know, it could be either meritorious for him or not good for him. So there he's got to know about it to make sure he's on board. Aval, the Erev Chatzeros, if it's an Erev for the courtyards, then Ma'arav L'Daita, Vishalei L'Daita, you can make the Erev for him, you know, whether he's aware of it, whether he's not aware of it, because he's not going to lose. Because it's only going to, you know, give him more permission to carry in his courtyard, you know, whereas if he didn't do it, you wouldn't be able to carry at all. So therefore there, you know, that's not a problem, because it could only be meritorious. It can't serve to his detriment. This is the famous concept that you could do a merit for someone not in front of him. You could do something, you know, that'll merit the person if he's not around or if he doesn't know about it. But you can't make a chav, you can't make a chov, but you can't bring debt or something that's, you know, to his detriment to a person if he's not around. There, of course, he'll have to be around to see if you want to agree or not agree. Okay? That concludes Perek Zion.